This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has died in court, state television reported on Monday. It said Morsi had fainted after a court session and died afterward. A cause of death has not been determined. Morsi was a top figure in the Muslim Brotherhood, was toppled by the military in 2013 after mass protest against his rule, and was fighting charges of espionage in court on Monday. Iran has announced that it will break the uranium stockpile limit set by Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. That will happen in the next 10 days, it says. Edward Uranian reports for VOA.
Spokesman Behruz Kamelvandeh told journalists that Iran has quadrupled low-level uranium production in recent days and will go beyond the 300-kilogram limit set by the 2015 accord on June 27. He said Iran would increase production of more heavily enriched uranium as well. But Kamelvandeh did not completely rule out a return to the limits of the 2015 nuclear accord if the European countries that signed it, France, Britain, and Germany, agree not to apply U.S. economic sanctions imposed in November of 2018. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United States is reopening its permanent U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, mission in Somalia 28 years after it closed. The U.S. never formally severed diplomatic relations with Somalia, but the embassy closed in 1991 when the civil war from the 1980s led to the collapse of Somalia's central government. This is VOA News. The Supreme Court is throwing out an Oregon ruling against bakers who refuse to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. AP Cor- oh,